It's called Vapors and Shadows, very fetching tune, written and played by pianist Lisa Hilton from her brand new CD, Greg August on bass, Rudy Royston on drums, a drummer who's turning up on just about everybody's session these days. It's from Lisa Hilton's Horizon CD, and it just came in the mail not too long ago. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier. It's Jazz Tonight, a program that comes along weekly, Sunday nights from 9 to midnight on MPBN Radio, and Friday evenings from 8 to 11 on MPBN.net. Tonight we'll be listening to, in the second hour, we'll be focusing on Maria Schneider's latest opus, The Thompson Fields, Maria Schneider's orchestra. That's up ahead. Quite a CD. It's a new release and very interesting. Not a hit you over the head type of recording, but something that will get you to maybe go inside a little bit and think a bit. That's a beautiful, beautiful session, The Thompson Fields, Maria Schneider. That's coming up in the second hour. And getting to that point and following it, we'll hear quite a few other things as well here on Jazz Tonight. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area. Another new release is this from Becky Kilgore and Nikki Parrott.
We met way back in Meadville, or was it in L.A.? Having fun on bandstands at gigs where we would play. Then one day for variety, we sang in two-part harmony. Years later, and it's clear to see, we're in good company.
I'll take an old jazz tune any day of the week, and you know what'll make it better? If you pull up a chair and sing it with me, two songbirds of a feather. Now I don't know about you, but today's music scene isn't quite right, you see. I'm not so gaga for today's big heads. It goes Beyoncé logic to me. I'd blossom for a holiday with Louis any day, or visit Dinah in a cab with Sarah along the way. Stan gets it and Ella always brings it home. It may take miles and dizzy when we do, but as long as I'm in your good company, we'll be songbirds of a feather, me and you.
Songs they sing. It's inspiring us to sing together. My partner in crime, my rhythm and rhyme, two songbirds of a feather.
My partner in crime, my rhythm and rhyme,
two songbirds of a feather.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Grab the rhythm, get everything you got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Sing-a-lo-do, diddle-lo-lo, lay-lay, lay-lay-lo-lay, lay-lo-lay, la-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo, la-lo-lay-lay-lo, la-lo-la-lo-lee, lee-no-lee-no-lee-no-lo-lo-lo-lo, ba-lo-lo-lo-lo-lay-lo-lo-lay-lo, lo-lo-lee-lo-lo-lo, ba-lo-ba-lee-bong-ka-ba-bang-bay-do, ba-la-lee-lee-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-l
Do I? what do 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 what do
drum, bass, keys, horn, mute, low, tone, worn. Love, luck, hate, grow, club, dues, late show. Bird, monk, jet, prez, Ella paired with pops, Duke on down to gets. Jazz, another four-letter words. Jazz is a four-letter word. Fast, free, beat, clap. Jump, bump, hand, snap. Slap, bang, plop, flow. Blue note, gig slow. Bird, monk, jet, prez, Ella paired with pops, Dugan down to gets. Jazz, another four-letter words. Jazz is a four-letter. Jazz is a four-letter. Jazz is a four-letter word. Today you dare not use the word. It's like something bad they say. It's not commercial, man, but they don't understand. No matter how it swings from coast to coast, it's the most. Kick, strum, bend, rule. Damn, drug, drip, drop. Smug, poor, fool, stop. Bird, monk, jet, prez, Ella paired with pops, Duke on down to gets. Jazz, another four-letter word. Jazz is a four-letter. Jazz is a four-letter. Jazz is a four-letter word. Like cool. like reet, meat, the most fine. Drum, bass, keys, horn, sticks, blow, cool, warm, jazz.
That is Mark Winkler from his CD, Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words, and that was the title track from that. I played a track from that each week for the past 3 weeks. I really like that CD. It just came out not too long ago. Really a nice swinging little CD from Mark Winkler, with a little help there from the trumpeter, whose name I'm looking up as we speak. It's Jacob Mann doing the arrangement there, with Walt Fowler playing the trumpet. Name that is not very well known, not known at all to me. Anyway, Mark Winkler, Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. Right in the middle of that, we heard Carmen McRae and Betty Carter, a duet from a concert they gave many years ago out in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. And nice piano work there from Eric Gunnison, with Jim Hughart on bass, Winard Harper on drums. We started off with something brand new from Becky Kilgore and Nikki Parrott, the title track from Two Songbirds of a Feather. And that's gotten us well into this first part of Jazz Tonight, this evening. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. MPBN is a media sponsor of the Portland Museum of Art's summer exhibition, Director's Cut, selections from the main art museum trail. Director's Cut highlights artists and artworks which embody the quintessentially Maine ideals of fierce independence, innovation, and self-sufficiency, as well as a strength of character that's built from admiration and respect for the rugged and unspoiled qualities of this land. MPBN members are entitled to 10% off admission to the Portland Museum of Art during this exhibition, which is going on now through September 20th. Please visit mppn.net and click on events for more information about that, the Portland Museum of Art. Larry Newcomb is a guitarist, and he did a session recently which consists mostly of everything in first takes. This is from Live Intentionally, the Larry Newcomb Quartet. Well, they get a groove and it just kind of fades off. That is a group led by Charlie Denard, his quartet. Charlie Denard plays the Hammond B3, Todd Duke on guitar, Doug Belote on drums. And that is not a quartet, it's a trio. Anyway, actually, Jeff Clapp is the drummer on that particular track. Doug Belote is the alternate drummer. Charlie Denard, Blues by Five from 5 o'clock Charlie. Just before that, Bucky Pizzarelli from his latest, just out, Renaissance. Bucky Pizzarelli, a guitarist who can do just about anything. You could call him a guitarist. That's a fine recording. Laura. Just before that, we started off with the Larry Newcomb Quartet, All the Things You Are from Live Intentionally. Larry Newcomb on guitar with Eric Olson on piano, Dmitry Kolesnik on bass, Jimmy Madison on drums. I'm Rich Tozier, and it's Jazz Tonight, and we are well past the first hour of this program. It's a good time to just stop for a moment, go over some of the jazz events that are going on around the state. By the way, many of these are listed on our community calendar, and if you're putting on an event, I'd urge you to do that by going to our website at mpbn.net, clicking on community calendar, and you'll see a place where you can submit an event. It's an easy way to get the word out. Doesn't cost anything except a few minutes of your time, and it will be supporting the cause of jazz, or something else you might like to promote on our website at mpbn.net. Well, let's see. Coming up on this Thursday at One Longfellow Square in Portland, the Portland Jazz Orchestra will be doing its monthly gig. The Portland Jazz Orchestra is led by Chris Oberholzer, who is a trombonist. It's an 18-piece band, and they can swing. Coming up on Friday at the Dance Hall in Kittery, the Rhythm Future Quartet. It's named after a Django Reinhardt tune, Jason Annex Rhythm Future Quartet. Plays its own arrangements of the great gypsy jazz artist music, plus some of their own originals. That's taking place at the Dance Hall in Kittery at 8 o'clock this coming Friday. On Saturday, August 22nd, a spectacular jazz show is taking place at Blue in Congress Street. Kamasi Washington is a tenor saxophonist from Los Angeles, and he's really doing some impressive things, composing and playing some very eclectic music. He's bringing a 7-piece band to support his new CD. It's a triple CD. It just came out. It's called The Epic. Kamasi Washington will be putting on 2 shows at Blue on Congress Street in Portland, 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. That's this coming Saturday, August 22nd. And the day after that, on Sunday, this is a change of time for this, at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington at 7:30, Vincent Chancy, the French horn player, and pianist Bruce Barth will be performing as a duo. That gets underway Sunday evening, August 23rd at 7:30, the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. It's a small space. Reservations highly recommended. You can do that by calling 367-2900. That's area code 207-367-2900. Or you can go to gwatsongallery@gmail.com. Vincent Chancy and Bruce Barth. That's about as far ahead as I'll go for now. There are some jazz events coming up at the very end of the month, not the least of which is the Bar Harbor Jazz Festival. But we'll be hearing the aforementioned Kamasi Washington later on in the program tonight, so I do hope you can stick around for that exciting music. Coming up in the next hour, by the way, we'll be hearing the Thompson Fields, or a good part of it, the latest work from Maria Schneider and her orchestra. Thank you.
Tes yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand je vois la vie en rose, il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est en dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, je sens en moi mon cœur qui
je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui
is just a gecko cat who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware, there's love in the air. Stranger, beware, there's love in the air under Paris skies. Try to be smart and don't let your heart catch on fire. Love becomes king the moment it's spring under Paris skies. Lonely hearts meet somewhere on the street of desire. Parisian love can bloom high in a skylight room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see. Wasn't smart and I lost my heart under Paris skies. Don't ever be a heartbroken stranger like me. Oh, I fell in love. Yes, I was a fool. For Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris is just a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware, there's love in the air. Just look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Sous le ciel de Paris s'envole un homme. une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sur le ciel de Paris marchent les amoureux. Le bonheur se construit, son effet pour eux. Sur le pont de Bercy, un philosophe facile, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, puis les gens familiers. Sur le ciel de Paris, jusqu'au soir, vont chanter. Une de peuple épris de sa vieille cité, près de Notre-Dame, parfois couvent drame. Oui, mais à Paname, tu peux s'en manger. Quelques rayons du ciel d'été, l'accordéon de marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. Et le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel. Faire pardonner, il affronte l'arc-en-ciel.
That's Molly Ryan with a classic, Under Paris Skies, with Adrien Chevalier on the violin, John Reynolds doing the whistling there, from Molly's CD, Let's Fly Away. Just before that, Federico Britos and his Hot Club of the Americas. Federico Britos plays the violin. The vocalist on that, singing in French, Cécile McLaurin-Salvant, who is becoming a diva in this music. Her second CD, or her perhaps a third CD, it's the first one, I think, is really hard to get, so we can call it her second, the first one being readily available. Anyway, her second CD is coming out next month, and we are going to get our hands on it as soon as possible. Cécile McLaurin-Salvant singing La Vie en Rose. And we start off with Pearl Django, a Django Reinhardt-inspired group doing its own thing, Napoli 61 from Time Flies. Time does fly, and we have wrapped up the first hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up, after we take a moment to identify ourselves, we'll hear the music of Maria Schneider, her orchestra, and we'll hear parts of the Thompson Fields, a major work that has just come out, Maria Schneider, up ahead, here on these listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Callis 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, WMEP Camden 90.5, and on the web at mpbn.net. Over the past couple of decades, composer, arranger, and bandleader Maria Schneider has been quietly creating an impressive body of orchestral works. Schneider worked with Gil Evans for several formative years in the 1980s, and then she studied under trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Schneider formed her own orchestra in the early 90s. You can hear the influence of Gil Evans in some of her arrangements, but she has her own musical vocabulary, as we'll be hearing in this part of Jazz Tonight. Schneider's latest CD is called The Thompson Fields, and it celebrates the place where she comes from. It's a small town in rural Minnesota, Windham, Minnesota. We'll be hearing some of it in this hour of Jazz Tonight, starting with a piece she calls Arbiters of Evolution, the Maria Schneider Orchestra. Thank you. We're listening to Maria Schneider's album, The Thompson Fields. We heard a couple of tracks from that, Arbiters of Evolution, and the second one was The Monarch and the Milkweed. The Monarch and the Milkweed featured Marshall Gilkes on trombone and Greg Gisbert on the flugelhorn. Arbiters of Evolution, Danny McCaslin on tenor and Scott Robinson on baritone. Music that's sometimes a little challenging, but if you follow it, it really draws you in. The Maria Schneider Orchestra. Well, let's carry on with that. This is from that same CD. It's called A Potter's Song, Maria Schneider. Thank you. The Maria Schneider Orchestra, that was called La Branca from the Thompson Fields, which we have spent most of the past hour listening to. La Branca, her tribute to Paolo Mora, who was her friend and also a brilliant Brazilian composer and saxophonist and clarinetist. We've been listening to selections from the Thompson Fields by the Maria Schneider Orchestra. Just before that, a Potter's Song, which featured the accordion of Gary Versace. All in all, very introspective music, I would say. I hope you enjoyed it. Not as hard-hitting as some of the stuff that we usually play on Jazz Tonight, but certainly worth our attention. The Maria Schneider Orchestra. We have heard, we did not hear the title track from the Thompson Fields. I think I'll save that for the last hour. We'll hear one more track from Maria Schneider, and that will be it, the Thompson Fields, and we'll hear that sometime in the hour we have left, in which there'll be some variety. What I will do this time, though, is close out this hour with a piece by someone who's coming to Maine, Portland, in another week. On Saturday, August 22nd, Kamasi Washington, who is a saxophonist from the Los Angeles area, he's worked with Gerald Wilson and McCoy Tyner, among others. He has his own group and has come out with a triple CD set. It's called The Epic. It features all kinds of people in it, string sections, voices, and a band. We'll hear a track from that right now. Kamasi Washington will be appearing in Portland Saturday, August 22nd, putting on two shows at Blue, which is a club on Congress Street. If you don't know that already, it's at 650 Congress Street, and they have a lot of jazz there. Two shows next Saturday evening, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., Kamasi Washington. We'll hear a track from The Epic, and it's his take on Clair de Lune, Kamasi Washington. Kamasi Washington from his CD, The Epic, and his version of Clair de Lune. Kamasi Washington, again, coming to Portland on Saturday, August 22nd. Two shows at Blue on Congress Street, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. He'll bring a seven-piece band. That's going to just about do it for the second hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. I hope you enjoyed the music you heard in the past hour, most of it from the Maria Schneider Orchestra. And we will hear one more track from that sometime in the hour to come, and as much else as we can squeeze in for the sake of variety. Thanks for listening. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state and online at mainebooksellers.org. These are the listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEP Camden 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, and WMEA Portland 90.1. Something brand new from Andrea Petriti. She's the pianist and leader of that date from her CD, It's About Time. Pat Bellavaux on the tenor, Stefano Valdo on bass, Robin Tufts on drums. And that's called PMS. And that's got us into the third part of tonight's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you can stick around. In the time we have left, we'll be hearing as much as we can possibly work into the program, including guitarist George Freeman and his nephew, the saxophonist Chico from Chicago. We'll also hear another track from Kamasi Washington, who's coming to Portland in a few days, and the title track from tonight's feature, The Thompson Fields by Maria Schneider and her orchestra, as well as whatever else we can squeeze in the time we have left. In a way, it's a simple public radio recycling solution. When you're tired of, you have no use for, or you're at your wit's end with your once-beloved automobile, well, consider donating it to the Car Talk Public Radio Donation Program. Proceeds will benefit MPBN and help pay for the programs you are not tired of, and you'll also get a tax deduction. We'll even pick it up for you. All you have to do is call. For more information, visit mpbn.net and click on the Car Talk Vehicle Donation button in the top left corner. And thanks. That's a pretty good program, and we get some solid participation in it. Well, I mentioned earlier that the French horn player Vincent Chancy is coming to Maine. There was a little confusion about the date. He was originally going to be coming on Friday. That is Friday the 21st. Actually, it's been changed to Sunday, August 23rd. Sunday, August 23rd, a week from tonight. 7:30 p.m. at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. He'll be with the pianist Bruce Barth, who is a very versatile, very in-demand jazz pianist. You've heard him many, many times already. Vincent Chancy's instrument is probably not the most popular, the French horn, but there have been some solid players on it, and he's certainly one of them. He studied under Julius Watkins. So they will be forming a duo, performing at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, Sunday evening, August 23rd. If you want to find out more about that or reserve a seat in that small space, 367-2900. That's on our website, too, at the community calendar, mpbn.net. You can also write to gwatsongallery@gmail.com. And I say that because I've got something here by Vincent Chancy. This is from his CD. We've heard a few tracks from this along the way. It's called Next Mode, Vincent Chancy on the French horn, with Aaron Stewart on tenor, D.D. Jackson on piano, Fred Hopkins on bass, Vinnie Johnson on drums, and this is named after his son, Bahij, Vincent Chancy. Thank you. A sextet led by trombonist Curtis Fuller from 1959, with Benny Golson on the tenor, Thad Jones on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, and that's probably one of the earliest recordings from McCoy Tyner. Jimmy Garrison on bass, Dave Bailey on the drums. That group later materialized into the Jazz Tet. Curtis Fuller. I have it here in a Greek reissue. Blues to Funk. Just before that, we heard from George Freeman and Chico Freeman. George, the guitarist, and his nephew Chico, the saxophonist. And the title track of that was title of that track was Chico, with Kirk Brown on piano, Harrison Bankhead on bass, Hamid Drake on the drums. And we started off with Vincent Chancy and Bahij from his CD Next Mode. Vincent Chancy plays the French horn. He'll be joined by pianist Bruce Barth in a concert next week. That's Sunday the 23rd at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, if you want to check him out. Well, this is MPBN Radio, and MPBN Radio is joined at the hip with MPBN Television. And most of us would agree that the programming on MPBN Television is well worth watching. Unfortunately, we can't always watch exactly when a specific program is scheduled. If you're online, though, that issue is solved. You can watch many of your favorite MPBN Television programs on demand. Full programs, new and old programs, clips or previews, it's up to you. Productions from both PBS and MPBN. The MPBN video player is online at mpbn.net. Just click on television or on demand and then video on demand. The CD we featured tonight was the new one from Maria Schneider and her orchestra. It's the Thompson Fields. It's a tribute to her hometown in Windom, Minnesota, where she grew up out there on the prairie. This is the title track, The Thompson Fields, the Maria Schneider Orchestra. the Maria Schneider Orchestra and the title track from Maria's CD, The Thompson Fields. That's going to just about do it for tonight. We will take our leave with a rather unmellow track by Kamasi Washington, who is coming to Portland in a few days. But I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you can join me next week. Next week we'll be featuring a couple of main artists who have come up with fine CDs. The Novel Jazz Septet, which is led by Barney Balch and celebrates the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. We'll also hear a CD of original music by the Tom Luther Quintet. So hope you can join me next week at that time. And just a reminder that if you want to check out any of the earlier programs of Jazz Tonight, a few of them are archived on our website under Audio In Demand at mpbn.net. Well, as I said, we'll leave you with a rather unmellow track. This gets off to a hot start. It settles into a groove, but it's still rather hot. It's Kamasi Washington. He's a saxophonist. He is leading his band here, and he is coming to Portland. He'll be at Blue on August 22nd, which is on Saturday night, doing two shows at 6 and 7:30. That will be Kamasi Washington. He's bringing a seven-piece band to support his new CD, which is a triple one, The Epic. Next week at Blue. Blue is located on Congress Street in Portland. Here's Kamasi Washington, and Misunderstanding, two separate words. Have a good week. Give this a chance. It gets off to a rough start, but stay with it.